This Athletic Strength and Power podcast is brought to you by BiPro, instant whey protein isolate supplement. BiPro is the ultimate whey protein isolate for those who want to build or maintain muscle mass. Order BiPro at BiProUSA.com.
And I'm Ed Sicali with Athletic Strength and Power. Today I'm in Ann Arbor, Michigan with Tom Shaw. He's from Orlando, Florida, and he's got a big setup down there. It's called Tom Shaw Performance Enhancement. So he's come up to Aaron Wellman's University of Michigan Strength Clinic today. He's one of the featured speakers. He's going to speak on speed and speed development. Tom, first of all, welcome to our program.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you. And first of all, Tom, can you tell us a little bit about what your operation is down in Orlando and what's going on down there?
Well, specifically, we train for speed, power, agility, reaction, quickness at Disney's Wide World of Sports, at ESPN, it's at Disneyland, so or Disney World. So we have the greatest facility in the world, you know, where we train our athletes. And what we're trying to do is make sure that every kid that comes through our program gets attention, and hopefully they're getting better.
And of course, Tom, you're going to be speaking today about speed and speed development for specific type of movements.
Trying to increase stride length and stride frequency, the only two ways to increase speed. And there's different things that we do to help increase stride length and stride frequency.
Tom, when you're training athletes down at your place down in Orlando, what's the most common running flaw that you encounter with training athletes today?
Explosive power. Just being able to be explosive, being able to jump. And we measure two different ways, and vertical jump and standing long jump are two of the ways that we really stress to try to help kids improve. Form running and technique is nice, but that's going to get you from a 4.48 to a 4.44. You know, it's not the key. And a lot of coaches right now are teaching, and they'll spend an hour a day working on form and technique. And some of the fastest kids that I work with don't have great sprint technique. So, I mean, we used to do it when I was coaching track at Florida State. It was really important for us. I had a lot of time with our athletes to work on form and technique. Well, these kids need to be football players, baseball players. They have a lot of other things going on in their lives, and we have to make sure that we're striving to increase explosive power and not necessarily make them look like Olympic sprinters when they're running to first base or when they get a pitch to be able to run through the line of scrimmage.
You know, for an athlete training on their own, what are two tips that you could give them? If they can't get to your facility or an exciting, awesome facility like this here at the University of Michigan that we're at today, what are two tips that you would give to, you know, an athlete?
I think the biggest thing for athletes to work on is you've got to jump every day. You have to jump every day, and you're going to hear a lot of different people say you can't jump every day, but I watch highlights on TV where basketball players jump. They play all through the summer. So I think in order for you to increase explosive power, which is going to increase stride length, you have to be able to jump every day. So I think kids need to start doing that more often.
So definitely jump, jump, and jump some more.
Yeah, and you don't have to jump. You don't have to jump 50 jumps a day. I'm talking about, you know, three sets of three jumps, so nine jumps, and then come back in the afternoon and do nine jumps. So three, then you relax. Three, relax, and then finish it up with three more, and then that's all. That's all you need to work on.
Got it. And then a little bit around your background. Of course, you just mentioned that you were at Florida State coaching track there before, and so obviously in your profession that you've been in for quite some time, you've worked with some athletes. Like, for example, who's the fastest athlete you've ever worked with?
Ike Taylor has the fastest time, but the fastest time at the NFL Combine, I had Chris Johnson, and then the kid that came out this year, Tree Archer. Tree ran 4.26 at the Combine. Chris Johnson ran 4.24, so Deion Sanders was a very fast athlete. He ran 4.28 at the NFL Combine. So not everybody runs 4.2, and especially if you go to a Spark Combine, a Nike Spark Combine, you're going to end up getting an electronic time, the same exact time that you're going to get when you go to the NFL Combine. So a lot of kids that have been told they run 4.4, they run 4.7 at the Nike camp. It's a good indicator of where they would be if they were invited to the NFL Combine. So don't buy into the fact, kids need to figure this out really quick. Don't buy into the fact that everyone is running super fast times. The average time for an offensive lineman at this year's NFL Combine is 5.5. So if you're an offensive lineman and you can run faster than 5.5, you're going to be pretty good at the NFL Combine. And that's when you get realistic, and not everybody runs 4.9 at the Combine. So you have to look at your position and see where you are as at that rank and then get timed electronically.
Well, Coach Tom Shaw, we certainly appreciate you spending some time with us, giving us a few tips and explaining to us athletic strength and power about your facility down in Orlando. And if somebody wanted to get in contact with you or find out more about your program or really get under your guidance, how would they go about doing that?
Well, our website is CoachTomShaw.com, and then you can get to my email address right from that site. So you'll be able to find us on the internet.
And hopefully you have continued success down there in Orlando. Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. Take care.